This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, the children, and our entire future species is counting on us now. We should be honored to be in this position and persecuted by the most evil forces in the history of this planet. Their covert operations have now been drawn out in the open. The process of them trying to break us will be the process of their downfall and destruction. It has been foretold. And now, see it all beginning to manifest. As the mind of man is made in the image of God, what we envision over time, we are able to realize. That's why they feed us ugliness and death and destruction and tell us we're trash. So we manifest the dystopic system that Hollywood spreads. But we will manifest the blueprint that God has given us and our stairway to heaven. All right, I want to do this. Some stations don't carry this segment, and this is some big news. So I'm going to come back in with the latest developments on the next big rollout they've been beta testing, and that is forced government intimidated social credit score suicide. And exactly as I told you in Endgame, made in 2007, we talk about that. It's now here exactly as we said because we're going off their own blueprints. And so that's coming up next segment. I also intend to open the phones up this hour. Steve Quayle is going to be joining us. We've got a lot of global government news that we're going to be getting to as well. Shocking clips out of the big UN summit that just ended. Incredible announcements of censorship, world government and tyranny. And to quarterback it worldwide, the ADL, it will be in charge. They're in charge of policy, and then government then empowers them and tells big tech and corporations to follow their orders. So this is truly a mafia, truly something that would make even some of the worst totalitarians blush by how massive this is and how incredibly widespread it is. So we're going to be laying all of that out here today. There are two reports that tie into all of this we're going to be getting to. Canadian government preparing to euthanize children without parental consent is one of the reports. And then globalist push mass suicide. This will take until the bottom of the hour to get to all of this. Then I'll hit the massive ADL news, and then we will take some phone calls. I only have time today to take about 10. So I asked the folks taking the calls in there to just put 10 on the board. I don't want anybody else to not get on air. And I'm getting better and better at actually taking every single call. I'd say about 80% of the time we take calls now, we take them all. I got to where I leave 10 people on hold, 20 people on hold, but we're not doing that. We're not having people hold. We're going to your calls quickly. I've got a lot of good feedback about it. I used to be a good talk show host 28 years ago, taking a lot of calls and really being good at it. Over time, I got to be one of the worst about even going to calls. But we've tightened it up. And done a lot, and I've also promised listeners that I'm going to be doing more than just once or twice a week special commercial light podcast, and we're gearing up to very soon. I will at regimented times do 3 multi-hour live call-in shows and with special guests, but mainly calls and analysis, and you can look for those in the evenings. Our speech is so vital. The enemy hates the fact that we're doing it so much. There's really a premium on it. And so if they don't want me to do it and they don't want me on air, well, then I've got to do that, don't I? And so I've already promised a year ago to start doing more of that. I've been doing more of it. We're about to double or triple the amount of that that you have been seeing, and a lot more. If we had more funds, we'd have even more talk show hosts, more reporters, everything else. But right now we're in a stabilization attack formation mode and having a great effect thanks to all of you. We're going to come back with the first report on this, and I'll fill in some of the backstory and the targeting of our children, the next level evil, murdering children. I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. We are live. It's hour number two of the most censored broadcast in the world.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Big Pharma, owned by the big banks through the UN, the WF, is promoting government extermination of the mentally ill and the physically disabled, calling it liberal and trendy. Bill Gates' death panels on steroids. Here is a critical Gregory's report, and I'll give you the rest of the story.
The film Soylent Green was made in 1973. And set in a dystopian world in the year 2022, where the government is secretly feeding the people food made of people. And the most pleasant experience one can have is state-assisted suicide. While government-run media pushes the idea of cannibalism, government-assisted suicide is officially now a thing in 2022. Before COVID, you could always count on modern medicine to keep you alive, so long as you had the money or insurance to pay for it. But these days, the hospitals seem more likely to liquidate you. And in Canada, they will help you kill yourself, even if you don't really want to die.
Amir Farsoud has applied for medically assisted dying, known as MAID. He lives in constant agony due to a back injury, but has started the process for end of life because his rooming house is up for sale and he can't find anywhere else to live that he can afford. He barely survives on Ontario Disability Support payments, which are just over $1,200 a month. He doesn't want to die, but being homeless is not an option.
I know in my present health condition I would survive it anyway.
Farsoud meets the criteria for MAID, physical suffering due to disability that cannot be relieved. His doctor, who knows Farsoud's real reason for MAID is his fear of being homeless, signed off on the application in August. Farsoud needs a second to do the same. There's a 90-day waiting period. He believes he could potentially access MAID in about a month.
I don't wish to be dead. Even with the pain, even with the meds, I still want to be here.
According to the Canadian government, they are getting several requests for suicide from children, who they refer to as mature minors. And they are seeking to amend the laws so that these children can be euthanized without their parents' consent. There are posts on social media that suggest this might be true, which shouldn't surprise anyone. The quality of life for Canadians is at an all-time low, and the motive for helping Canadians kill themselves is allegedly to save the government money.
They have saved $90 million. So, I mean, that's like four missiles flying to Ukraine. The government has infinite money for refugees and for, you know, foreign aid and for, you know, Democrat campaigns and for waging war in Ukraine, but no money to keep people alive. That's too expensive. This is the plan how they're going to save money. Sure, they're going to welcome in a couple million foreigners every year, put them on the free healthcare ticket. But average Canadians, sorry. Sorry, it's time to suicide. It's time for death.
After 6,465 individuals committed suicide with the help of MAID, Medical Assistance in Dying, the Canadian government saved $86.9 million, about $13,000 per person. That's what an individual's life is worth today in Canada. The economists running Canada concluded that the savings from MAID are so far negligible, but the suicide program should continue.
I mean, bullets don't cost that much. I mean, we could really be ramping this up. Maybe you could have people pay tickets. Like, maybe this is a solution. Maybe in Canada, you pay like 10,000 bucks and you get to kill somebody.
This is the predictable outcome of big government. When unnecessary jobs are created and given to lazy idiots, then economists and bureaucrats inevitably sort everything out. And they only see us as a resource, which turns civilization into a meat factory. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
And here is John Bowne's report on the same evil subject, and I'll break down what's really behind it all. I'm not gonna sit here and take it anymore!
The third difference, which we see in the fourth industrial revolution, is the fact that the winners take it all. Contrary to the previous industrial revolutions, it's very difficult to copy. So if you are first mover, you are the winners. And this will determine global competition on a national, but also on a business level to a large extent, and I hope in a not too hostile way, in the coming years.
It really is true in a social Darwinistic fashion that is, we present all this that's very accurate and documented, and the general public does not rally and awaken and say no and bring the perpetrators to justice, that really they've all been given ample warning and deserve what they get. And that's why the globalists target adults with deadly shots and assisted suicide and all the rest of it, because metaphysically, in the natural law of the universe, if you can get somebody to hurt themselves out of their free will, even if you pretty much trick them, you still got to give them a hint, then it doesn't come back on you metaphysically as bad.
And what will happen to politics in your country in 20 years when somebody in San Francisco or in Beijing knows the entire medical and personal history of every politician, every judge, and every journalist in your country, including all their sexual escapades, all their mental weaknesses, and all their corrupt dealings? Will it still be an independent country? Or will it become a data colony? When you have enough data, you don't need to send soldiers in order to control a country.
So they're definitely involved in a spiritual alchemy, and they understand the laws of the universe. But when they cross the Rubicon of trying to euthanize children, trying to sterilize children, trying to wreck the brains of children, it commits an interdimensional crime that God will not put up with and will destroy us.
Originally, it was pericarditis. And I was then told just before Christmas, actually, it's perimyocarditis. So it's actually worse because I've got, you know, pericarditis and the myocarditis damage. So I have scarring on three parts of my heart, and still the lining and muscle of my heart has got the inflammation, which constricts it. That's when my heart rate goes up. That's what's constricting my heart and stopping me from breathing.
And the other team we're fighting knows that, and that's why they try to get us to go along and sanction the killing of children, whether it be abortion or assisted suicide or transgenderism as a form of genetic suicide for the people that actually get sterilized. And so they're trying to get us to lower our shields, ourselves.
The depopulationists' dream, a 3D printed suicide machine, or in other words, a modern day gas chamber. The Sarco capsule, a high-tech death machine explicitly built for killing yourself, was just 3D printed. The Sarco capsule is being touted by depopulationists as a way to efficiently and effortlessly kill oneself.
Amir Farsood has applied for medically assisted dying, known as MAID. He lives in constant agony due to a back injury, but has started the process for end of life because his rooming house is up for sale and he can't find anywhere else to live that he can afford.
Once inside the pod, the user will have to start the fatal process themselves. They will have to press a button which will reduce internal oxygen levels. The pod, which is biodegradable, can then be detached to be used as a coffin.
When a Canadian veteran picked up the phone and called Veterans Affairs Canada to get treatment for his combat-related PTSD and a traumatic brain injury, he expected help getting better and getting his life back. Instead, he got an unexpected and unwanted offer to help him end it through medically assisted death.
This is all being done by design. Well, the globalists say they're destroying the country by design. This is a pro-death, pro-tyranny cult. All right, the rest of the story when we come back. I'm going to explain how they're going to try to force everyone into this in phases. The future of the world will be laid out straight ahead. You might want to tune in.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Announcing he's running for president, and on the euthanasia, the forced killing of the population now taking place across the Western world with so-called assisted suicide, which we always warned you would become something they pressured you into. We're going to get to that in a moment. But boy, there are so many clips from the last week of the big UN summit in Egypt, Cairo, that are just incredible. And when you watch these events and these other Davos Group / UN events, you see that Klaus Schwab is in charge in these videos directing the world leaders and walking around the world stage with them. He's the former head of the Bilderberg Group. So they are flaunting this in our face. But notice this video. We played this earlier this year out of the World Government Summit held in Dubai, 2022. Is now being blocked on YouTube because the ADL says it doesn't exist. So on the screen, in a 60-foot-tall wall, it says World Government Summit. But they go on to say, we're blocking this because this is a conspiracy and doesn't exist. And you go, well, that's crazy. Well, no, it's called gaslighting. They tell you they're doing it all. They tell you the shots don't work and kill you now. But if you criticize it, you're also banned. And the ADL is the group that organizes and runs it all with all the other censors and fact checkers, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, it is the international ADL on record. And now they say if you criticize elections being stolen, open borders, forced injections, anything, it's all the same policy as Biden. It's the same policy in Germany, same policy in New Zealand, same policy in Canada. This is global government. So now we have the ADL giving their highest award, like they gave Tim Cook when he censored me a few years ago, before censoring me, they gave me the award and said so. We're honored to welcome Dr. Albert Bourla, next at Never Is Now. Dr. Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, will be receiving the much-deserved 2022 ADL Courage Against Hate Award for his work in the public health sector from beyond. So Joseph Mengele did forced medical experiments on people that killed a lot of folks. He's known as the Angel of Death. Of all the Nazis, he's like right below Hitler in the whole, you know, the Nazis are the most evil thing on earth lexicon. And I agree, they were bad. But nothing compared to these people on the scale of what they do or the covert sneakiness of it all. And so just on this topic, you have this guy with a forced injection, given secret liability protection, saying he owns your body, saying he wants to put chips in your body. And the ADL is now running around censoring anybody that says, I own my body, and saying, that's Nazi. And that's in the 2021 June document that Biden put out saying it's terrorism to say you don't want these deadly shots. And I played Robert F. Kennedy Jr. yesterday pointing out that intelligence agencies are openly saying you're a terrorist if you don't want them to give you a deadly shot. Well, of course, they're coming to kill you. We have captured eugenics, depopulation, death cult governments. If they can't kill you in the womb, they'll try to sterilize you through transgenderism later or get you to commit suicide or make you commit suicide with the social credit score, which they're now saying they have. We're honored to welcome Dr. Albert Bourla. And it goes on here. He responded, he's honored and humbled to accept the Courage Against Hate Award at the Never Is Now Summit for the ADL. It's high time we raise our voices against anti-Semitism, racism in all forms, and deliberate spread of hatred, which means not wanting to take the shot that grows prions in your body and kills you. Honored and humbled. Isn't that just sweet? And then we have FTX run by Harvard, the Democratic Party, and MIT, giving billions to Ukraine, hundreds of millions to the Democratic Party, since it was set up 3.5 years ago, and giving tens of millions to this organization together, COVID, to make sure that any alternate treatment proven to be good, like hydroxychloroquine or you name it, ivermectin be banned. All the same organization, all the same group, literally trying to keep you from getting vitamin D3 or IV vitamin C to save you and wanting to intubate you and murder you with a ventilator. And then with weird, crazy people going, you're a Nazi if you don't let us put this in your body. You're a Nazi if you don't open borders. You're a Nazi if we can't take your guns. Don't be a Nazi, America. Don't be a Nazi. Alex Jones is a Nazi. And when George Soros was selling Jews out to Hitler, both my grandfathers were in the Army Air Corps, and both of them almost died. I almost don't exist because of World War II. And then the very people that we saved, their grandchildren claim we're Nazis and have to be censored and have our rights taken and have things forced in our bodies by Joseph Mengele 2.0, Albert Bourla. Screw Joseph Mengele and screw the ADL and screw Pfizer and screw the New World Order. I'm not your property and you're not going to kill me, you psychos, you crazy people. The ADL is now the Society of Joseph Mengele, literally. Where's the ADL on euthanasia? Where's the ADL on killing old people? Where's the ADL on Bill Gates saying kill an old lady and hire 10 teachers? They're nowhere. Where's the ADL on the persecution of ultra-Orthodox Jews in Israel? Nowhere, because they're quarterbacking the whole thing. Because no one would expect to have Nazi policies out of a supposed Jewish organization. That's about as Jewish as Adolf Hitler's mustache. It has nothing to do with it. They go, well, what do Americans not want to be? They don't want to be Nazis. Well, we'll do all the Nazi policies and actually have the grandson of a Nazi war criminal run it all, who says he wants to depopulate everybody. And then when they don't like it, we'll call them Nazis. And then we'll block their therapeutics and kill their asses. And then we'll ask, well, why is this weird, strange genetic mutagen in all the so-called shots? Oh, well, Jeffrey Epstein developed it. He wanted it in the shots. That's mainstream news. It's all about raping you and whatever they're doing to our genetics and attacking our DNA. Toxic vaccine ingredient SM-102 has connection to Epstein Genome Project. Why are you putting that in my shot? Well, it's liberal. It's loving. It's trendy. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And let's get to this clip. They admit, NATO and Poland admit that it was a Ukrainian missile that hit Poland and blew up the grain stall, the silo, and killed two people. And so now Lloyd Austin's toddled out and said, ultimately responsible, that Russia's ultimately responsible, even though Ukraine did it. So anytime Ukraine attacks another country, it's now Russia's fault. That's leftist mind control. That's leftist murder of logic. That's leftist gaslighting. Here's the clip.
We're still gathering information, but we have seen nothing that contradicts President Duda's preliminary assessment that this explosion was most likely the result of a Ukrainian air defense missile that unfortunately landed in Poland. And whatever the final conclusions may be, the world knows that Russia bears ultimate responsibility for this incident. Russia launched another barrage of missiles against Ukraine, specifically intended to target Ukraine's civilian infrastructure. This tragic and troubling incident is yet another reminder of the recklessness of Russia's war of choice.
Now, you're reckless starting a war with Russia and overthrowing their elected government and giving our troops deadly shots, you Joseph Mengele. Lloyd Austin is Joseph Mengele. He is Adolf Hitler's son, spiritually. The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the breathing operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to go to your phone calls here in a moment, but I wanted to play Klaus Schwab at the big global government UN summit they just had, announcing world government, talking about need a great reset for the world. He went on in other clips I have to say China is the model of the world and the fourth industrial revolution. I wanted to finish up on the euthanasia and what's going to happen very, very soon as they roll this out according to their timeline, with government forced suicide or murder coming up in just a moment, and then your phone calls. Here's Klaus Schwab.
Of course, if you look at all the challenges, we can speak about the multi-crisis, an economic, a political, a social, an ecological, an institutional crisis. But actually, what we have to confront is a deep, systemic, and structural restructuring of our world. And this will take some time. And the world will look differently after we have gone through this transition process. Politically, the driving forces for this political transformation, of course, is the transition into a multipolar world, which has a tendency to make our world much more fragmented. And for these reasons, events like this one, the G20, and so on, are the very important connectors to avoid a too great segmentation.
Of course, he goes on to praise China as the model of this great reset and this new alignment and this multipolar world, where China is the model for us here in America. It declines as a power. That's the process you see going on with the destruction of our nation at every level. Here's Klaus Schwab.
We have now a window of opportunity to create this global reset which we all need. This global reset is necessary because we have seen that our policies which we pursued before the coronavirus struck us, that those policies do not create the necessary inclusion of society necessary for harmonious societal development. And they do not create the sustainability of what we are doing. Just think of the global warming. Technologies of the fourth industrial revolution. I'm thinking here of artificial intelligence. I'm thinking of the Internet of Things, of the new capabilities we have with genetic engineering. Those technologies have been very much advanced by the pandemic. We know that many of the world's problems can only be solved if we apply new technologies. And I'm happy to see China putting high importance on developing its fourth industrial revolution capabilities. So, we have a great opportunity at this moment, like we had after World War II, to have in some way a new beginning in our global cooperation, in globalization, in managing our global affairs.
And that means private corporate interests doing it with robots and drones and total control. All the hell you see in China, he is saying, is the model. Now, Trudeau gave a speech and said, we're going to censor everything as bullying and hate, and basically the ADL will run our lives. I'm not going to play that clip as a time. I want to go to your calls. But I've got Xi Jinping. I want to play this clip just yesterday, dressing down Trudeau publicly because they had a private meeting, and Trudeau basically is a communist Chinese agent. He said that. He said, I want to be a dictator like Xi Jinping, and he lets Chinese troops train there. He's taking the guns. He's censoring. He's outlawing speech. He's got forced injections coming. I mean, the guy is a freaking monster and says China's the model. But then his boss, Xi Jinping, dresses down the little pretty boy, retarded demon, Trudeau. Here it is.
Everything we discuss is then leaked to the paper. That's not appropriate.
And that's not how the way the conversation was
conducted.
If there is
sincerity
on your part,
free and open and frank dialogue, and that is what we will continue to have. We will continue to look to work constructively together, but there will be things we will disagree on. We will have
to put in the
conditions.
Let's create the conditions
first. So he just slapped him around, and again, that's at yesterday's event, but they have G20 coming up, so they have an advertisement there on the back for G20. All these globalist events where they all get together with the corporations and sell out humanity. Now, there's another really key clip I want to get to. That's John Kerry, clip 6, where he explains we've got to get the money into this, and we've got to use government to direct money into the carbon taxes and into this new economy to shut down the old economy. And they're very close to that. Once they fire this up, it moves very quickly once they get us in this position of having our energy cut off, which we're almost in. Here it is.
The idea behind the launch of the First Movers Coalition is pretty straightforward. We needed to create demand signals in the marketplace where they didn't exist, which takes boldness. It takes courage by these executives who have made the decisions to be part of this. And we modeled it somewhat on the experience of what happened with vaccines. The government said, you know, we'll pay for it, build it. And the same thing with SpaceX. If you build it, we're going to use it and we'll pay for it. And so people who were putting capital at risk knew that they could get a return on that capital or at least cover their expenses in the case of something like vaccines where human life was so at risk. Where human life is at risk now in the context of the challenge of the global climate crisis.
So give government guarantees to investments for profiteering to do it. And here's another WEF panelist boasting about individual carbon footprint tracker, which will be the basis of surveillance, control, and selective shutdowns of all industry they don't want to exist. Here it is.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
So, think carbon rationing, think death panels, think euthanasia, think artificially cutting off resources, and then the government telling you, sorry, you've got to opt in to kill yourself now. And we're not going to give you any free welfare anymore, but we'll give you all you want for a year, just sign up to be killed at this point, and then they come and force you to kill yourself. They murder you. Here's Bill Gates a decade ago selling teachers on, if we kill an old lady, you get 10 jobs. That's not how it actually works. We build societies to help each other of complexity and of compassion. That actually builds a world worth living in. We have unlimited resources as long as we decide to value human life. But this whole exercise of euthanasia and transgenderism and all of it is about not valuing human life and destroying human life, productivity, and fertility. Here it is.
...is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
And then they laugh after that. We're going to go to break. We're going to come right back with Charles and Casey and Trent and AJ and Salim and everybody, Jefferson, Mary, Donna, we're going to get Jay. We're going to get to all of you coming up. Don't forget, we got a mega blowout sale. Even though these products we sold out for months, I'm still keeping them. 50 to 60% off with promo code 1776. DNA Force Plus, X3, Vitamineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all 50 to 60% off, selling out at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We're about to go to your phone calls, and then Steve Quell's coming up, owner's purse, anybody that's left with him as well. Big developments. This summit they're having, the UN summit, just gets crazier and crazier. They just announced the World Government ID, which we know they've already got ready. That's coming up next hour. Let's have a digital health certificate acknowledged by the World Health Organization. If you've been vaccinated or tested properly, then you can move around to an Indonesian health minister in Bali. But we already know all this, just they're now rolling it out. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Thanks for calling. Charles in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm a big InfoWars supporter. Also a big supporter of Steve Quayle, who's coming up. So I've gotten, in the past year, 9 of the coins he's launched. I've got 2 of each, at least. I have the gold business card that came out, electric pure water.
So you're the guy keeping us, you're the super supporter, Charles. You're the guy keeping us on air.
That's right. Yeah. Reset Wars. I buy many of your products. Many of them, you know, I place a lot of orders with you. I wanted to talk to you about that because when you reintroduce the shipping charges this year, that's fine. I know you need the money, but I noticed the more I order, the higher the shipping goes up. So, like my last order was, I don't know, $300. It was almost $30 for shipping.
Well, let me tell you this: we have just made. Let me just give you a big announcement. Starting in less than a month, we have a new shipping system and a new shipping deal, and shipping is going to go down by 50%, and we're going to go back to free shipping next year for orders above $50. So I don't want to get into the backstory of how we've been persecuted and how we've been targeted. No. We have to pay InfoWars 5% credit cards because we got deplatformed off regular banks. We have to pay basically double shipping by the system raping us. But that's because we're persecuted and sanctioned, but we've gotten around that, And so I apologize to listeners about shipping going up the last 6 months. It's about to go back down, so go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's fine. I know you need to ship it. I just wanted to let you know about the more you get. It just seems to
I understand. That is being fixed. Go ahead.
You got it all figured out. So, anyway, I got to say, my heart is troubled right now with this whole Trump thing, Alex. We need to have... I'd like to have a real debate on Donald Trump, because this subject in particular is really, really bothering me.
I'll tell you what, you got it. You got it. And John, don't forget. John, don't forget. Put him on hold. Get his name and number. We will do. How many guests do I have tomorrow? Let me check this, make sure I'm not going to say this wrong. Got a bunch of guests. I'm not sure. But we'll do. I think I already meant to do this. We'll do at least 2 hours of calls on is Trump good or do people support Trump and should we support Trump? Because I have mixed feelings as well. Okay. And I appreciate you. Get Charles back on tomorrow. We will take tomorrow, even if I need to move over to the guest host that's in the fourth hour. We will do. In fact, I'm hosting the fourth hour tomorrow. So Martin Armstrong, he's a great economist. Okay, when is he on? Okay, so we will take calls on Trump in the second hour and the fourth hour. We have Martin Armstrong in the third hour. So we will... Yeah, just move him. Move Paul Watson. He's great, but just move him. This is important, and I already meant to do this. Thank you, Charles. And Charles will be the first caller. He'll have plenty of time to be able to talk about that when we get to it tomorrow. I don't want to just bifurcate that or cut it short. Casey in South Carolina. You're on the air, Casey. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just want to let you know that I've already made my Black Friday sale purchase, and I plan to make more.
Thank you.
As you said, you're welcome. As you said, I am from the great state of South Carolina, and I have a little bit of homework for your researchers to do, your crew. We have two of the worst Rhino Republican senators here in my state, and I want them primaried out. Tim Scott, in his victory speech last Tuesday, he actually said, we don't need to look back. We need to look forward. And he actually said, what we need is a great resetting. And I would love for your crew to find that video of Tim Scott's victory speech and him saying that. Because when I heard it, my jaw dropped. And I'm like, these Rhino establishment Republicans are just as much down with the New World Order great reset.
Oh, that's him signaling to them that he's on board with them.
Yes. Well, I heard him say that, and I literally said, what the you-know-what. So I would love it if you can show it on your show today if you have time, or Owen's show later. Find that video of his victory speech, and the great resetting actually comes out of his mouth.
All right, guys, look up Rick Scott victory speech, Senator Rick Scott, and calls for great reset. Very powerful point. Anything else?
Tim Scott. South Carolina, Tim Scott.
I know you're talking about Tim Scott. I get the names mixed
up. Okay, well, thanks a lot, Alex, and I love your show, brother.
Thanks for telling me about that. I actually saw a headline like that and forgot to get to it. Thank you, Casey. Trent in Las Vegas, Nevada. Go ahead, Trent. Thanks for calling.
What's going on, man? A big-time supporter. I just want to know how in the world are you even considering throwing your weight behind Trump when there's how many children are being stacked up in bodies, old people stacked up, more and more maimed every day from these shots. And you say that he's backing off from these shots, yet when I watched that full Sin interview or podcast, he said that was his greatest achievement of his administration.
Well, that was like 6 months ago. But listen, I don't think Trump's perfect. DeSantis was for the shots at first, too. I'm just glad he's backing off of them. So do you think DeSantis is better, being backed by the whole deep state?
I think we need to get a whole brand new face up in there. I think all of them need to be charged with the RICO Act, treason, and hung on live television.
Who do you think is a good Republican or populist person to vote for?
I mean, maybe Rand Paul, but still, he's been in there for how long? He's still part of the problem. We've gotten here by...
No, I agree with you. We should draft Rand Paul and support him above Trump. I would do that. Because I'm not a lesser of two evils guy. I don't sit there and go, I look lesser of evils. I don't. But at the same time, I don't believe in Biden or or Michael Obama running. So, I mean, that's where I'm at.
Of course not. Of course not. But, I mean, we still can't vote for a guy that's not being open about these children being maimed from these shots.
Hey, I put the ultimatum out to Trump. I put the ultimatum out. You're absolutely right. That's why I'm very, very torn about this situation. And I got to tell you, most of my listeners do not support Trump now. And I understand that. I never go off what my listeners alone think, but I certainly respect it. And I'm very, very torn. Very, very torn. I appreciate your call, Trent. Thank you so much, sir. AJ in Salem, wherever that is, maybe Massachusetts. Go ahead, AJ.
No, Salem, Oregon. We just had the election over here, and it's a small margin the Democrat won. But anyways, I use lung force during the wintertime. You know, we got a lot of respiratory issues going on right now. Lung force, I use all the time with the X2, the X3, selenium with the X2 and X3 is crucial. But anyways, what I wanted to talk about was the infighting. That is the Democrats' number one tool against for getting Trump and the Republican Party to fight with each other. You can see it all over. I know I'm not talking to you, Alex. You see that. But I'm talking to the audience that keep on wanting to talk that Trump isn't perfect. Over here in Oregon, we got the red part, at least, really strong Trump support. There's a lot of people I talk to that don't even know who DeSantis is until recently. That you do the numbers, Trump is the way to go, the lesser of the two evils. If you don't vote for Trump, who are you going to vote for? And you know,
listen. That's where I tend to lean towards Trump, because the system doesn't like him. They don't want him. That's genuine hatred. They're trying to put him in jail, which makes me know, well, he's for real. But he's for real wrong about a bunch of stuff, too. I don't think Trump's a bad person. I think he's misguided. I think he's pigheaded. But, you know, he's been our pigheaded guy. And, it really is a paradox because if we don't have somebody better, then what do we do?
The second, you crunch the numbers. Trump has so many hardcore supporters. He's the way to go. I'm hoping he comes around with the vaccine. I'm hoping he surrounds himself with a Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, and MGT and the rest of them. Hopefully he'll come around. But in the meantime, we have to get behind Trump. No one else is. DeSantis isn't running. He didn't say he was running. So who else are we going to vote for those people to have a problem with Trump? They're going to have to see that Trump will come around. We got the numbers. We got to win this. That's the
thing. Well, AJ, I'll promise you this, and the earlier caller that raised all this, we're not going to screen your calls, and you're going to have a place to voice your opinion to millions of people about what you think. And tomorrow, I'm going to open the phones up for multiple hours on this one topic. So we don't normally screen calls, but when it's on one topic, it means it's on one topic. What do we do with Trump? And what is your view? Because I'm normally very decisive, but on this, I'm still trying to figure it out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.